Q&A about high school football recruiting. As soon as the football season begins to come to an end, questions start to really creep into a recruit and their parents' heads. To begin, if you are a long snapper, it is still very early in the recruiting process. Many things can happen from now until you actually step foot on a college campus to start your career. Here are some of the top questions I am getting through email, text, Twitter, Facebook, and even Instagram. Number one, is it me or has recruiting been slow this fall? You are correct, and it, recruiting, is always slow in the fall. I call it the first things first period of time. College coaches are obviously coaching during the football season, and they are spending a massive amount of time doing so with their current team. Up until about late November, they are more worried about what their current team is doing instead of what their future team will be doing. Therefore, when late November rolls around, most coaches have a pretty good idea whether or not their current team is phenomenal or if their current team is pretty much out of the picture and they can start recruiting next year's crop of talent. Bottom line, if you are a solid recruit, get ready for a wild ride. Number two, should I transfer since my coach just got fired for not winning? Absolutely not. I know you didn't choose your school based on the coach, so that shouldn't even matter. Unless you have a massive issue, think Penn State, you have to sit out a year and won't be able to play right away. Therefore, you are asking a future school to pick you up, scholarship you, and wait. All the while, when they most likely already have a current athlete on scholarship within your position. Coaches are not into, quote-unquote, burning two scholarships on the same position, especially for a specialist. Think about it. Would you pay for a car that you aren't using? Didn't think so, and neither would the coaches. Number three, I have several schools that are recruiting me now, and I know many others will be coming on board. Should I apply to all of them since application deadlines are right around the corner? Absolutely not, unless you are certain you can get in on your own academically and without athletic assistance. It is easier for a school to recruit you later in the process, even after the application deadline, and get you into school if you have not already been denied admittance. If you have already been denied, they have to pull some major strings to get you in, and they hate doing that unless you are a stud of all studs. Number four, is it a problem if a school starts to recruit me after the application deadline and I didn't apply to their school? Nope, it doesn't matter. They, the coach, will literally walk your application to the admissions office and have it expedited through the process. The whole operation can easily take less than a day. Five, if a coach wants my film, how should I get it to him, DVD or online? A couple years ago, I would have said both, but today, I am heavily leaning towards simply online. Online is faster, quicker, it won't get lost, they don't have to carry it, and they can see it anywhere immediately if they have their cell or iPad, which is everywhere they are. And when creating your highlight tape, be sure to use YouTube and not any other video sharing services. I continue to hear coaches say they only want YouTube since there is never a problem with its service.